This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden's focus on combating climate change means the U.S. is back in the Paris Climate Agreement. But what next, if anything, for coal? Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The U.S. coal industry isn't likely to prosper under the Biden administration, but it wasn't exactly gangbusters under the previous one either, despite all those promises.
There's a real gap, I think, between rhetoric and reality in the coal industry.
Clark Williams Derry is an energy analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
The rhetoric was that the administration was going to be helping the coal industry. The reality was that by pursuing what you might call an all-of-the-above energy strategy, particularly one focused on oil and gas, that actually hurt the coal industry.
In the last few years, the industry's decline continued, with power generation from coal dropping significantly. Williams Derry says many utilities switched from producing electricity with coal to doing it with natural gas because, thanks to fracking, gas has become dirt cheap and readily available.
Coal had built its reputation as the cheap way to generate power. And over the course of the past, let's say, 8 to 12 years, it has become the most expensive way to generate power.
On top of natural gas, the price of wind and solar power continues to drop. Alex Wong teaches environmental law at UCLA.
So that dynamic has made it so that the price now, it becomes a no-brainer where you actually save money if you build renewables.
It's terrible news for coal because, according to the Energy Information Administration, power generation accounts for more than 92% of U.S. coal demand. But Betsy Monsoo, CEO of the American Coal Council, warns of skyrocketing energy prices, like what happened last summer in California during a heat wave, if the Biden administration tosses coal by the wayside.
It's important to fuel diversity, and fuel diversity is important to competitive energy markets.
While the coal industry isn't counting on favorable policy from the Biden administration, it's just hoping to at least remain part of the conversation. But Clark Williams Derry says coal's fundamental problems are technological rather than political.
Reality is that the marketplace is attacking coal. Coal, as essentially a 19th century technology, is now competing in a 21st century world that's very different.
President Biden has said that coal workers would not be forgotten, that his administration would help the industry transition from the mines to new jobs. Whether those jobs are in a completely different industry or cleaning up the hundreds of abandoned coal mines across the country. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.